for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. 17 days into the partial government shutdown, President Trump is moving to drum up support for his border wall. He'll make his first primetime Oval Office address on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, he'll travel to the southern border. The last time he visited the U.S.-Mexico border was 10 months ago when he toured wall prototypes.
If you didn't have walls over here, you wouldn't even have a country.
His publicity tour comes as the White House and Democratic leaders appear no closer to resolving the shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are beginning to feel the pinch, knowing they won't be getting a paycheck. Dan McCabe with the National Air Traffic Controllers Union says his members are paying for a fight that has nothing to do with them.
Every day that the system is shut down, a little piece of the national airspace system degrades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
A suspect in the Houston drive-by shooting that killed a 7-year-old is facing capital murder charges. Eric Black Jr. is being held in the Harris County Jail without bond. Authorities say the 20-year-old admitted to his role in Jasmine Barnes' killing. Harris County Assistant District Attorney Samantha Kinex says she's dedicated to finding justice for Jasmine.
Because no 7-year-old deserves this. No family deserves this.
Investigators believe the shooting was a case of mistaken identity. An initial description of the suspect as a white man prompted activists to call the killing racially motivated. Former House of Cards star Kevin Spacey was in a Massachusetts courtroom to face sexual assault charges.
Complaints charges that in the town of Nantucket on July 8, 2016, did commit indecent assault and battery on person 14 or over.
Spacey's lawyers pled not guilty. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's a first for one of the justices on the Supreme Court, and USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The Supreme Court saying that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was missing arguments on Monday for the first time in over 25 years as she recuperates from cancer surgery. A court spokeswoman said the 85-year-old Ginsburg is still recuperating and is doing work from home after doctors removed 2 cancerous growths from her left lung on December 21st and she was discharged from a hospital on December 25th. Ginsburg had 2 earlier cancer surgeries in 1999 and 2009 that did not cause her to miss any court sessions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices continue to decline across the nation, but experts are warning the trend may not be continuing. With more, here's John Clements.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see that the trend continue lower.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.